So in today's show, we're going to talk about how you are in control of your mind. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. And if you are coming through, if this does resonate or help, please do let me know. Don't just be a lurker. Right, so we're 6 miles into our run this morning, me and the boy who's waiting patiently. So I want to talk about something that I think is really, really important in terms of your personal development and your growth. And I'm going to give you a scenario. So when I was in week 2 of Royal Marine training, I remember it must have only been about week 3. And I remember being in our block and in bed, and about 5 o'clock in the morning, the door come pounding over, open. And all I heard was this aggressive voice saying, "Get your fucking selves up, get your PT kit on and get downstairs, you've got 2 minutes." And there were 6 of us and we were bleary-eyed, instantly scared, instantly vulnerable, instantly fucking shocked into what the hell was going on. And felt super exposed. And we ended up getting dragged down bottom field. And we had to break the ice to get into this water. And we were just in our PT kit. And what followed was like nearly 90 minutes of just pure character building, as I would call it. Being beasted up and down the field, sprinting, crawling, and exposed. And that situation, although you probably won't ever go through it, it's kind of how I see sometimes your days feeling, where life will really just come in and interrupt you. It will explode into your doors and there will be problems, and it will make you feel vulnerable. It will make you feel the shock of capture. It will make you feel scared or worried. Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges. You'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meet-up training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put 1 foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment. And you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. And it's about how we cope with that that I think really matters. And that's really what I want to talk about in this live. Now, one thing over time is that through training, those scenarios and evolutions would continue. However, what would change is the way that I use this to be able to cope with it. Now, you are in complete control of your own mind. Everything you talk about, everything you think about, everything you discuss, decisions that you make, how you cope, how you build strength in here. And as the more and more and more of these evolutions went on, then our whole idea is obviously to break you down in the military. The more that I used to go into this zone. And the reason I had this zone was that they could control everything that was going on in terms of the physical sense, in terms of exposing us, in terms of character building. But what they could never take is the way that I controlled my mind. And that's the coping mechanism that I used to always have to myself. I would always repeat in my head, you're in charge, control it, let's go, let's go. And I would always have these conversations with my head and just keep repeating it. And it was how I coped, to the point where every time we did it, it didn't really bother me anymore. I didn't really feel afraid anymore. I didn't feel vulnerable anymore. And that really is putting in the reps. So you know when you want to build up muscles or biceps or chest muscles and leg muscles in the gym, you do the reps, right? You do them over and over and over again. So it's the same for your mind. The more that you practice fighting back, or not allowing a situation to dictate your mood or emotions, or not allowing yourself to fall into the habit of becoming anxious or depressed. The more that you can bring yourself back and condition yourself to those incidences in life, just like when my corporal kicked the door down and fucking told us all to get downstairs, when your life is interrupted all of a sudden by things that are going on like that, the more that you deal with it, the more that you cope with it, the more that you show resilience and strength within your state of mind, the more conditioned you can be, the easier life becomes, because you're on top of things. And it's a case of going, right, this is the shit that I can control. No one can ever take away the control of your mind. And I've read books about prisoners who have been prisoners of war. Nelson Mandela, dehydrated. And he always used to talk about no one could ever take his mind. No one could ever take his positivity. You know, they could take his time, but they could never break him in that sense. And I thought that was a really interesting statement. Because no matter, even with being in prison or being in jail, and other people that I've read about that have been there, they always were in control of this in here. This is what keeps us on top of our game. This is what makes us show up and do the workout. This is what keeps your relationships healthy. This is what raises your self-awareness about what's going on. And the more we use it, the more we use it, not in a bad sense, but in a positive sense to bounce back, the stronger you can be. The better your life can be. The better your decision-making can be. The less fearful you are of failure, of doing the wrong thing, of overthinking. And it's doing the reps over and over and over again. All right, guys, listen, I hope that helps. We're going to go do another 6 miles or so, or 4 miles, or whatever it takes to do the route we're doing. I hope you have a great day, a killer week. Remember, every time you feel like someone's kicking a door in, down on your life, take a deep breath and fucking fight back, because you're in charge. No one else. Only you own that. And you dictate what happens in here. See ya.